Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but throughout the world, but also to welcome to the program this week four exciting and diverse and original talents. We have somebody who actually is one of the original players of the game. He's come back with us again way back 35 years ago, and that is Clement Freud. We also have one of this country's most original comedians, that is Jenny Eclair. We have somebody who was an original broadcaster and writer, that is Giles Brandreth, and somebody who only did the show for the first time earlier this year, and he was so delightfully original, we've asked him back as well, and that is Chris Neal. Will you please welcome all four of them? Thank you. And as usual, I am going to ask them to speak on a subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from that subject. Beside me sits Claire Bartlett, who's going to help me keep the score, and she will blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the beautiful Alhambra Theatre in that fine city of Bradford. And in front of us, we have a fine Yorkshire audience. Yes. Who are here to give us a real white rose welcome as we start the show with Jenny Eclair. And Jenny, the subject in front of me is traffic wardens. Tell us something about those misused individuals. 60 seconds, starting now.
Boo, traffic wardens. Everybody hates them. I've never heard a soul say, actually, some of my best friends are traffic wardens. Can you imagine the shame of your child coming home and saying, actually, Mummy, there's something I've got to tell you. I want to be a traffic warden. I can't even say the word.
Right.
I'd rather she was a pole dancer.
Right, all right. Giles Brandreth, you challenge first. What is your challenge?
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes, and to, in this game, who, and that's a correct challenge, so he gets a point for a correct challenge. He takes over the subject, which is traffic wardens. And Giles, you have 42 seconds starting now.
To have an affair with a traffic warden could well be described as deviation of a kind. Hesitation is something that I would certainly consider before indulging in this, and repetition is not on my mind. But the one that I have actually conjured up is a girl called Lieselotta, and it was the uniform that got me. Those yellow epaulettes and the way that she wore the buttons.
Chris, you've challenged.
Do you know, because they're... No, but what, I heard a popping noise, which I thought might be a hesitation, but it was a popping noise. Mm.
It was a popping noise.
Yeah, it wasn't a hesitation
at all. You're very keen, Chris.
I know.
I think it was an incorrect challenge. So, Giles, you get another point for an incorrect challenge, and you have 20 seconds to continue on traffic wardens starting now.
Traffic wardens were introduced to the United Kingdom in the 1960s by Sir Robert Mark when he was the chief constable of Leicestershire, and introduced as well in that particular part of the
world. Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of introduced.
He's introduced it twice, yes. So you repeat the word, a correct challenge to Clement Freud, a point to him and the subject, with 11 seconds, traffic wardens, Clement, starting now.
Traffic wardens have become a misnomer for unpaid or underpaid tax collectors. I think it is quite monstrous how little wardening of traffic...
Giles challenged.
I think there was a hesitation between little and wardening.
No, I think you're getting a bit sharp, Giles. I know you haven't played the game for quite a long time, but...
Clement's face is so wasted on radio.
I know.
It was when I was helping Clement on with his truss earlier. He said, make no concessions to my age.
I think it's Clement's reaction is what Jenny was referring to. Clement, I disagree. No, you were just drawing breath to get on the next word. And it was an incorrect challenge. You have another point. You have 1 second left on traffic wardens starting now.
They hide.
So at the end of that round... Oh, by the way, in this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. It was Clement Freud, and so naturally he's in the lead at the end of the round. Chris Neal, will you take the next round?
Thank you.
It is Alhambra. What better when we're in this beautiful theatre here? But tell us something about Alhambra, 60 seconds, starting now.
As everyone will know here present and probably listening on the radio, the Alhambra is a dance. My mother taught me this dance when I was about six.
Jenny, oh. Claire, challenge.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Oh, you're right.
But you did say dance twice.
I can't do that.
I know you like to dance. No, unfortunately, you can't do it twice on this game.
So, Jenny, you have a correct challenge. You have the Alhambra. You don't have it, but you have the subject of the Alhambra, and you have 52 seconds starting now.
I actually do have an Alhambra, Nicholas. It's a car made by Seat, a cross between a Volkswagen Charon and a Ford Galaxy.
Chris challenged.
Is that a slight hesitation, running out of things?
No, it's because I've got a bit of a cold and I'm wheezing.
Do we make allowances?
I think she did keep going. I mean, really? There was a certain elision between certain words. Well, that's quite the reverse of pausing.
Yeah.
That's running words together.
What's the difference between an elision and a pause?
And a pause is when you stop. Elision is running two words together.
Do you want to get me for lying? Because I haven't got one at all.
So, Jenny, an incorrect challenge, another point to you. 44 seconds, Alhambra, starting now.
They come in a variety of colours, silver, blue...
Chris Neal challenge.
She can't keep talking about this if it doesn't exist.
Yes, I can.
She can if she wants to, provided she doesn't hesitate, deviate. And we have to go with Jenny on this because she wasn't doing anything else, which was wrong with just a minute. 41 seconds, still with you, Jenny. Alhambra, starting now.
The original Alhambra, of course, was a Spanish palace built in the 15th century by an architect unknown.
Clement challenged.
It was more like the 13th or 14th century.
I'm afraid Clement...
Can we put this to a vote?
I'm sorry, no. He is right. It was built, actually, in the 1200 and something, which is the 13th century.
Right, I'm going to poke my eyes out with this biro now.
So Clement's challenge was correct, and he gets the subject, and there are 35 seconds, the Alhambra, starting now.
The Church of St. Peter in Bradford became a cathedral in 1919, which was the beginning of the 20th century.
Giles challenge.
No, the beginning of the 20th century was either the year 1900 or the year 1901.
So it was the 20th century, so you've been caught up on centuries as well. So Giles, a correct challenge, and you have 25 seconds. Alhambra, starting now.
When you think of the beauty of the original Alhambra in Granada, it is somewhat heartbreaking to realise that now these names are conjuring up tired old theatres and a television company that produces...
Chris's challenge.
Deviation. This is certainly not a tired old theatre. It's lovely.
Absolutely. You were putting your head into a noose there, Giles. Yes.
I, of course, did not mean this Alhambra.
But this is the only Alhambra left in the whole of the British Isles.
This is the exception to the rule.
Right. And Chris, you were right. It's beautiful. It was a deviation. And you have the subject and you have 12 seconds. Tell us something about the Alhambra starting now.
Anyway, this physical movement I was trying to tell you about somewhat earlier.
Penny challenged.
He was deviating then. It's got nothing to do with the physical movement, has it?
Well, according to him, it has.
It's a dance. It's a physical movement.
Oh, you're back on that? You're banging on again about...
He's allowed to bang on about anything in this game if he wants to.
Right.
He doesn't hesitate, deviate, or repeat something. So, Chris, an incorrect challenge.
You still
have the Alhambra, the subject, and you have 10 seconds starting now.
I learnt it at Miss Jackie's School of Dancing for Tots. I was there with my sister Jo.
Jenny challenged.
Two eyes. Eye.
Oh, you haven't won many friends in this audience with that challenge, Jenny.
Don't tell them I'm from Lancashire, Nicholas.
You've lost even more members of the audience now. I don't know. It was correct challenge, but Jenny, we do resist the temptation.
It was bitchy, wasn't it?
It wasn't bitchy. It was just keenness, over keenness.
I don't think allow for the fact that I didn't have a university education. Thank you.
Within the rules of just a minute, it's a correct challenge. So Jenny, I have to give it to you. 6 seconds. Alhambra, starting now.
It's Moorish in design, with fountains and mosaics. I think the grouting's still quite
clean.
Clement
challenge.
Two Anne's.
Two Anne's. So he's drawn your attention to the fact that we ignore some of the little words like that. So Clement was correct. He has that point. He has the subject. And once again, he's got in with 1 second to go.
Oh, no.
Alhambra, starting now.
There's nowhere I would sooner go.
So, once again, Clement Freud speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. But Jenny Clare got points in that round, so they're now equal in the lead ahead of Giles Brandreth and Chris Neal. And Giles, your turn to begin. The subject is hay fever. Tell us something about hay fever in just a minute, starting now.
It is well known that Sir Noel Coward, who once said that television is for appearing on, not looking at, wrote a number of wonderful plays, including Private Lives, A Song at Twilight, and my own personal favourite, Hay Fever. It is not so well known that this great thespian and author of...
Chris Challenge.
Was that a little hesitation?
That was a little hesitation, yes. He was trying to think of another way to describe Noel Coward. And,
Well, it's not that difficult, really, is it?
Yes. 43 seconds. Hay Fever's with you, Chris, starting now.
Hay Fever, the girls cry out to me, what with my effortless rhythm and snaking hips, as I parade down the streets of London town. They can't get enough of me, my slim figure. You'll note I have been to the gym. And my well-coiffed hair. I tend to shave at least twice a day, that I have smooth cheeks for them to kiss. And that's it.
Jenny, your light came on simultaneously with Giles, so I have an impossible decision
to make.
Should
we fight?
Yes.
Oh.
You give me your challenge, and then I'll find out what Giles's was.
He hesitated. He ran out of compliments about himself.
What was your challenge?
Not only did he run out of steam, but also he was back on this dancing thing. He was doing the Alhambra.
He's obsessed.
He is obsessed.
Right.
Should we try and speak together?
No, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give you both a point because you're both pressed together. And who is ahead? Jenny, you're ahead, so Giles has the benefit of the doubt.
Oh.
Is that all right?
Not really, Nicholas.
Not really. All right. 24 seconds, Giles. Hay Fever starting now.
What is not so well remembered is that this aforementioned playwright was also somebody who suffered from the condition of hay fever, and there was the memorable first night of Titus Andronicus in 1955 at Stratford-upon-Avon, in which the role of Titus was assailed...
Jenny Challenge.
Oh, now he is deviating like mad.
No, he repeated Titus.
And Titus. Well, yes, not Titus, Titus, Titus.
Titus the drum.
It's just a... So, Jenny, you have got the point. It's fair plays now, so you've got 10 seconds to keep going on Hay Fever, starting now.
I can't be doing with people suffering from hay fever. It's a moral weakness, an excuse for not passing exams. Boo-hoo, I didn't get any A-levels because...
Clement has challenged you.
Repetition of woo-hoo.
I said boo-hoo.
She actually said boo-hoo, not hoo-hoo.
Not from here.
I have to explain to our listeners that Giles and Clement sit one side of me on one side of the stage and Jenny and Chris on the other side. So that maybe when the audience are responding, it's difficult to actually catch it. But she did actually say boo-hoo and not hoo-hoo.
You haven't explained though why, though we're on the other side of the stage, why we're in this cage. Is that...
Jenny, an incorrect challenge. You have 2 seconds on Hay Fever, starting now.
They're always ganging up together, going on about their dreary, miserable symptoms.
So Jenny Clare, inside of being generous towards Giles when they both buzzed together, got other points in that round, including speaking for one when the whistle went. So she's now taken the lead. She's ahead of Giles Brandreth and Clement Freud, equal in second. You don't need to clap that. It's just information for the listeners. And Chris Neal in third place. And Jenny, it's also your turn to begin. And the subject is Dinkies, which I understand stands for Double Income, No Kids. Tell us something about Dinkies, and you can use that subject as well, Double Income, No Kids, in this game, starting now.
This was a phrase made up in the 80s, around a time that they introduced yuppies. For a while, my partner and I were dinkies before a child was spawned and just...
I think we were just getting too much anatomical detail and there was hesitation.
Hesitation was correct,
there
yes,
was
Giles.
Hesitation.
You have a correct challenge, you have a point, you have 49 seconds. Tell us something about Dinkies, Double Income, No Kids, starting now.
Dinkies is an acronym and these are things that I love like...
Chris challenged.
Isn't it an acronym?
Yes.
The correct word is an acronym. Chris, you have a correct challenge and you have 44 seconds. Dinkies starting now.
Actually, I'm a ninky. No income, no kids yet. But you never know. I know, actually, Dinky does sound like a character from a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta, say, but it is a recognised social condition. As someone said earlier, it was brought about in the time of Margaret Thatcher. So much money, some... So,
Jenny challenged.
Oh, he was being marvellous, but then he just stopped being good, didn't he?
Well, he just hesitated.
Yes. He hesitated, that's what he did.
Yes, you don't need to comment on his style, just he hesitated. So, Jenny, another point, another 27 seconds available. Dinkies, starting now.
Most couples have a halcyon financial period before children come along and bankrupt them with nannies, school fees, bassoon lessons, kiddies' parties involving the invitation of one of those very expensive clowns that's not very funny and ever so scary. Now, I've really lost it. I am so sorry.
Hesitation, yes. Clement, correct, yes. And you've got in with 8 seconds on the subject of dinkies, starting now.
Single parents use nanny's knickers in emergency is an acronym for spunky, which is...
So Clement brought that round to a close with a panache, and the audience showed their appreciation of how he managed in this game to work that one out and deliver it just as the whistle went. But he's moved forward. He's still in third place, but he's moved, and Giles has moved. They're all in the act of the same order, and Jenny's still in the lead. Right, Chris, Neil, your turn to begin. The subject in the spotlight. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Some people may know that the spotlight is the actor's Bible. It's a directory of those performers, and there are pictures of all of them in there. Some boring afternoons, I do go to my local library, and flicking through it, I play the Would I, Wouldn't I game. Now, basically, I'm looking at juvenile leads rather than character actors, as you can imagine. But is it very good?
Giles Challenge.
We've had a repetition of the word actor.
You've had actor, yes. Mm. Right, Giles, you've got it. 41 seconds in the spotlight, starting now.
The Spotlight is the name of a theatrical bar off Broadway on 42nd Street where I once encountered Sir John Gielgud sitting, sipping a dry martini and doing a crossword puzzle.
Clement Freud Challenge.
I'm sorry, I thought he said sitting, sipping.
I did say sitting, sipping. They're not the same word.
Exactly right.
Yes, right.
Which is why I apologise for my interruption.
That's very sweet of you. That's the least I can do.
Giles, you have a point for being interrupted because you stopped, and you have 33 seconds to continue on in the spotlight, starting now.
In the spotlight, the mighty thespian was undertaking this little puzzle in which he was trying to come up with...
Jenny Challenge.
Are you allowed to say puzzle? You know when you've been interrupted once, and he said puzzle before, then he was interrupted by Clement, yeah, wrongly.
Yeah, if you said puzzle in
again,
this round...
That's repetition. Yes, he's repetitioned it.
I said the word puzzle after Sir Clement, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And actually pressed the button, and I think somebody of his distinction and seniority...
He didn't actually say puzzle in the round when he was speaking officially. It was in between during an interruption. Giles, incorrect challenge. So we have another point and 29 seconds in the spotlight, starting now.
Picture the scene in the spotlight where this extraordinary thespian is there...
Jenny Challenge.
Definitely thespian.
No,
he did say
that
yes.
Was,
yes.
That, you talked about...
Yes, listen to them.
You talked about John Gielgud and you referred to him as this thespian when you came back to talk about
this
him.
This mighty actor, but I don't mind if this wonderful audience feels this way.
And the chairman is convinced of it, so it's 24 seconds.
Jenny, I'm accepting it from them, not you, Nicholas.
24 seconds. Jenny, with you in the spotlight, starting now.
I love to be in the spotlight. This is because I suffer from a condition known as showing off. I sometimes wonder that I might die of it. It'll be on my death certificate, won't it?
Chris Challenge.
Will it be on a bet certificate?
Either you either have it as hesitation or deviation from English as we understand
I'll
it.
I'll have half and half, thank you.
It's only one point, but you have the subject, and 13 seconds in the spotlight, starting now.
I always remember Sir Dirk Bogart, when he was in that film Death in Venice, based on the novel by Thomas Mann, sat on the beach and they'd put all that makeup on him, all the slap poured down the spotlight.
Jenny challenged.
He was talking about Dirk Bogart, not about being in the spotlight, really.
I think he was conveying how much he was in the spotlight.
Oh, because...
And in starring in that film, he was very much in the spotlight.
I'm very sorry, Chris. You're very welcome to have the round back.
He's got a point, legitimately, for being an incorrect challenge. 4 seconds, Chris, in the spotlight, starting now.
He was looking at the boy paddling in the surf off Bennett.
Giles Challenge.
I think we now really have moved into a serious area of deviation.
Right. Oh. Qualify that.
We've moved away from the spotlight into a lurid picture of an older man leering after a young boy rushing off into the waves.
That is exactly what he did in
the
Venice.
Film.
Yeah, but he said
film.
Venice and twice.
He said Venice twice.
No, it's too late now. You can't have a supplementary challenge.
I'm afraid I sensed deviation, that's all, and I just wanted to.
Yes, I know. You're very sensitive on that area. Right. But, Chris, the first challenge was an incorrect one, so you have another point for that.
Thank you.
And you have 1 second on In the Spotlight, starting now.
In my bedroom, I have a very large spotlight.
So Chris Neil was then speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so, and Jenny Clare still in the lead. Chris Neil's moved forward. Giles Brandes in second place, and then the other two equal in third place. Giles, your turn to begin. The subject is loyalty cards. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
When I was a Member of Parliament, the mighty Matthew Paris said of me that I was very loyal and something of a card. And consequently, I feel that this is a good subject for me to speak upon. I was so, in fact, faithful to my leadership that when Mr. Major became Prime Minister, I went grey overnight. Subsequently, when William Hague topped my party, I began to go bald. I was so grateful that Anne Widdecombe did not become leader.
Then you challenged.
I was saving him for his political oblivion. And well, he did say I was 4 times.
He did.
Political and oblivion is something Clement will know about.
Oh!
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh! Oh, right.
You're rather camp on that side. Yes.
Clement, you have a correct challenge. You have 32 seconds. Loyalty cards starting now.
My father was, for a while, the vice president of the East Anglian Lentil Growers Association. And while this was not an enormously well-paid job, he did get loyalty cards from all those in Essex, Suffolk, Lincoln, Cambridgeshire, and Norfolk who appreciated the hard work, and each birthday at Christmas, Easter, Whitsun, and the bank holiday Monday in August.
Giles challenged.
When I challenged, he had not said August. It was a repetition of bank holiday because Easter and Whitsun are both bank holidays.
Oh, dirty.
You are getting too keen, Giles. I know you haven't been there. You have got to repeat the words. They may be bank holidays. He's repeating a thought, but not the word. Just a minute, it's about language.
I understand all that. I just had enough of this tedious story.
You're just getting wound up. And revealing all kinds of interesting aspects about your private life, none of which we believe. Clement, incorrect challenge. You have 4 seconds. Loyalty cards starting now.
If you stick a loyalty stamp on a loyalty card and send it to the National Health...
So Clement was then speaking when the whistle went, gained that extra point. He's now still in third place with Chris Neil. They're just behind Giles Brandreth, who is a little way behind Jenny Eclair, who's still our leader. And I understand we're moving into the final round. So let me give you the score, because they're all getting pretty close now. Jenny Eclair is still in the lead, which is only 2 points ahead of Giles Brandreth and Clement Freud, equal in second place, and a few points ahead of Chris Neil in third place. So, Jenny, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is rocket science. There's a challenge for you. Tell us something about rocket science in just a minute, starting now.
Well, how fortuitous that I should get this round. When I was a girl, we had rocket science on a Tuesday afternoon, followed by double brain surgery, then hockey. So I know all there is about rocket science. I won't go into the detail here. I won't underestimate the audience.
Clement Freud challenge.
Two won'ts.
I won't. Right. So, a correct challenge, Clement.
I'm very grateful to Clement for that, actually.
Rocket science is with you, and there are 38 seconds available, starting now.
Rocket science does tend culinarily to involve the introduction...
Chris challenge.
Well, I was slightly led by the audience, really. He's culinarily... Yeah. Is that deviation?
Well, according to the audience reaction, it definitely is. And so, Chris, you have a correct challenge, and you have 33 seconds. Tell us something about rocket science, starting now.
Rocket should be no great science to grow in this country because it is almost an indigenous plant. And yet, when you go and buy it in a supermarket, it's about £8 for a small bunch. I don't know why. Absolute fortune.
Clement challenge.
I think he goes to the wrong supermarket. That's why.
So Clement's correct. He has 24 seconds on rocket science starting now.
When I was at school, they said, do you want to do geography, history, or rocket science? And I decided on rocket science, and every Tuesday afternoon...
Jenny, challenge.
He's stealing my life.
Jenny, the awful thing about Just a Minute is you can steal other people's material. Clement, you have another point. 15 seconds. Rocket science starting now.
It was mixed rocket science. Boys, girls, a lesbian teacher, and a hand warden we had not...
Jazz challenged.
I wanted Jazz to have a point.
Yes, Jazz.
Yes, there was both hesitation.
It was hesitation, yes, Jazz. So you got in on this subject. 6 seconds to tell us something about rocket science, starting now.
Once upon a time, the Shah of Iran took me aside and said this name-dropping...
Chris, oops. Chris challenged, yes?
Was there a hesitation?
No.
No, I'm afraid... Jazz, it was an incorrect challenge, though, as you have another point. Show how fair I am. 3 seconds, rocket science, starting now.
Neil Armstrong and I!
No. It's challenged. It was no hesitation.
It was deviation, though.
Neil Armstrong, I'm sorry. Rocket science and Neil Armstrong is not deviation.
Giles, yeah, please, this is not television. You needn't get so angry. He didn't actually have you for deviation. He had you for hesitation.
I said hesitation. I didn't have you for deviation. I had you for hesitation. It was Jenny Eclair. She was mouthing off.
And Jenny from the other side of the stage shouted, deviation. That. You were getting... They're honestly winding each other up so much, thank God this is the last round. We'll go out and we'll have a little retire afterwards and we'll either have a drink or a fight. Giles, you have 2 seconds. You've got another point. And you have 2 seconds on rocket science starting now.
When they went to the moon, it was an extraordinary experience for all of them because...
So, Jars Brandreth brought that round to a close in acrimony and tension. But it's all good grist to the mill, isn't it? You enjoyed it, didn't you? As long as they feel passionate about it, then we can keep going. Right, let me give you the final situation. Jenny Eclair, who led all the way through, all the way, finished only just in third place. Ahead of Chris Neil, but she was only 2 points behind our joint winners, which are Jazz Brandreth and Clement Freud. A round of extra round of applause. So it only remains for me to say thank you to our 4 passionate players of the game: Jenny Eclair, Jazz Brandreth, Chris Neil, and Clement Freud. I also thank Claire Bartlett, who's been helping me keep the score and blowing her whistle so elegantly. And we're also grateful to our producer, Claire Jones, who tries to keep us in order when she can. And we're also indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this delightful game. And we are very grateful to this lovely audience here in the wonderful Alhambra Theatre in Bradford for cheering us on our way with such style, and their passion was equal only to the passion on the stage. Thank you from our audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and from our panel. Goodbye until the next time we play Just a Minute.